Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just want to take this time. I know you've all been waiting patiently. It's been a long night, long morning. It's been a joint investigation with Stone County Sheriff's Department, Taney County Sheriff's Department, Branson PD, Missouri Highway Patrol, Christian County Sheriff's Office, and then all the fire personnel that have been involved in this. I'm gonna speak, governor's gonna speak, and then I'll take some questions after that. This is an ongoing investigation and we'll be somewhat limited on what we can answer. At this time, we have 13 confirmed fatalities. Missouri Highway Patrol dive team recovered two more bodies last night. Missouri Highway Patrol dive team is going back in the water this morning to try to recover the four that we still have missing. Again, I said it's been a long night and been a very trying night, and please keep all of our families involved and all of our first responder personnel in your thoughts and prayers. Kevin?
Thank you very much. First of all, I want for all of Missourians to know our thoughts and prayers are with the families and the victims in this tragic event that's occurred down here. Needless to say, it's the things that have occurred in the last 24 hours are heartfelt. It's a sad occasion, a lot of people involved, a lot of families involved with us down here on vacation trying to enjoy time, and ends up with an incident like this. So the one thing I want to thank all the responders that have been down here. I want to thank the sheriff. I want to thank the city of Branson. I want to thank the Missouri State Highway Patrol, their dive team, who's still out in the water and will continue to be out in the water, and all the other resources. I know the Coast Guard's here. There's multiple agencies have come together to try to help with this tragic event, to bring some sort of conclusion to it. Needless to say, again, myself and the First Lady, our thoughts and prayers right now are with these family members that are here. Going to have to deal with this tragedy. We as a state will do everything within my powers to make sure that they all have the resources here they need to come to a conclusion on this incident and to finish with the investigation of this tragedy, that we know what the outcome of it was and what those results will be. But right now, our main focus, all of us should be, and across this country, should be our thoughts and our prayers should be with the members that have been involved, the family members that are out there, family members that are in the hospital, and for the families to get here safely to be reunited with some of their members that are here. So that, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to the sheriff to let him answer some more questions. But the main thing I wanted to say this morning, the state of Missouri is going to do everything within our powers to make sure that we provide the resources needed to complete this. And two, that I ask for all Missourians for their thoughts and their prayers for the families and victims of this incident. Thank you.
I also wanted to thank Hersham Family Properties and the Branson Bell. They have been over backwards helping us here, along with the Chateau. We've had an outpouring of love and support from all over the country, and we appreciate that. I'll dispel any rumors that the Hersham Family Properties does not own the Ducks. I know I've seen that on some media outlets, but they do not own the Ducks, so we can dispel that rumor right now. I will take a few questions. Again, it's too early in the investigation. The Coast Guard is here investigating. NTSB will also have they'll be helping NTSB in an investigation. That will be up to for them to decide. I do not have any idea.
Sure. Were two of the owners
I'm sorry?
For two of the owners and survivors.
Owners?
They
were not owners. There was a captain and a driver that was on the boat.
Are they survivors?
The captain did survive.
Did the driver not survive?
No, ma'am.
What can you tell us about the victims?
As far as?
Age range.
Right now, we're still working with families and making notifications, so at this time, I'm not giving that information out. Rich, the first call came into our 911 center at 7:09 p.m.
Did they try to retrieve?
I'm sorry? All I know is the first call came into Central about the boat going underwater.
Do we know if they tried to retrieve any safety like measures, either life jackets or anything of the sort?
I do not know.
What do you know about the life jackets? What do you know about the life jackets to begin with? Were they on the boat? Where were they on the dock?
From what I understand, there was life jackets in the dock.
Was anybody wearing them?
I can't answer that question.
Have you had a chance to speak to any of the survivors about that?
I have not.
Two of them were found alive. Were they wearing life jackets? And same for the victims?
Again, we're early in the investigation, and I don't have an answer to that.
Mr. Governor, would you like to see any changes to the laws for the life jackets when it relates to children or just having them on their case as an option? What would you like to see?
Let me just make one comment. There are a lot of questions are being asked here. I think it's going to take time to know the details of everything that's occurred. The sheriff, the highway patrol, a lot of people involved trying to answer all the questions that you're asking this morning. It's going to take some time to really be able to answer those questions on that. We don't know what the status of all the events yet. That's still under investigation. Until that investigation is completed, I don't think it's my place or anyone's place to speculate all the things that could have happened or why they happened. I think it's important that we find out for sure exactly what events did occur and then be able to release that at some point. And that will happen eventually, but today it's just still early. And the sheriff and his people and all the people behind me that's been working, you know, they've been up on this thing for a long time, and it's just a matter of bringing all these details together. At a point, that will happen.
Is the lake open to the public right now?
I'm sorry?
Is the lake open to the public right now?
Yes, Lake Hope is open to the public. Yes, sir. From what I understand, I had a Stone County deputy that was on the Branson Bell doing off-duty security. He was involved in the rescue. There was employees of the Branson Bell that jumped in and helped with rescue, and there was even passengers that was getting on the Branson Bell assisted in rescuing people.
You think that people did that? Outstanding.
Yes, that is very outstanding. And again, I'll tell everybody, if there's somebody out there with a video of this, please send it to our Stone County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. We would like to retrieve any videos we can of the incident that happened for our investigation and for NTSB and the Coast Guard's investigation.
I know you can't answer the question, but are you wondering whether it was an operator error, a design error in the vessel because of the weather? What are you wondering?
I can't answer that question.
Were the windows open or closed on the boat?
It's hard to tell. It looks, I can't tell if they're clear windows or if they're open. It's hard to tell in the videos we have seen so far. I can't answer that. I don't know. They were here last night throughout the whole night with us and cooperating anything we needed. So I know they've put out a press today too, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. The highway patrol divers have located it. They know where it's at. It will be recovered probably later today.
We're hearing a Branson leader was on the boat at the time of the incident. Can you confirm or deny that?
I'm sorry?
A Branson leader was on the boat at the
time? Nah, I don't know anything about that.
What about the off-duty officer or off-duty deputy that was on the boat at the time?
What about it?
Is he a survivor?
Oh, yeah, he was on the Branson Bell, not on the duck. He was on the Branson Belt and jumped in and helped.
Was the boat upside down?
I'll take one more question.
Was the boat upside down?
I believe, yes, I believe it's in about 80 foot of water. It landed, I believe, in about 40 foot of water and rolled down into 80 foot of water. No, it's on its wheels.
Where do you go from here, Sheriff?
This is, like I said, NTSB will be here shortly. The Coast Guard, the Highway Patrol, I mean, this is a huge joint investigation between all of us. We're just working together this time to try to figure out exactly what did happen and recovery mode for the bodies we're still missing.
Mr. Governor, we know the president tweeted about this situation probably an hour ago. What kind of conversation have you had with him?
Yeah, I have not spoken to the president directly. We do know he knows of the incident and has been briefed. Our staffs have been talking to one another. We were traveling in the southeast portion of the state yesterday evening late. So we've been in travel here the morning to get here. You know, I go back to the what I said originally in my statement. Right now it's just a time for thoughts and prayers. There's a lot of healing has to take place right now. And right now that's the story that we all should be facing. I know everybody wants to know the details, and all those details will come in time. But for right now, It's about really trying to protect the families, to unite the families, and to deal with the situations they're in. I think that's the most important thing. Thank you very much for being here today. Thank you.
I will say I know that you'll still be calling with questions. You can call my office and leave a message, and I will try to get back to you. I've been, of course, overwhelmed with all of you trying to call and get a hold of us. Jason Pace with the Missouri Highway Patrol is also available to answer any questions, so you can try to get in contact with us if you have more questions. But thank you for coming today. Not that we have scheduled yet, no.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.